Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. Today, I am going to be joined by the author of this great book, Taekwondo. You can see behind me, Taekwondo, The Power Within, Miss Diane Giroberto. Taekwondo Life Magazine is a member of the Believe Sports Network. Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. And we just came off of the Super Bowl, and football might be over for this season, but basketball still in full steam with pro college hoops ahead. From the latest odds, totals, play performance props, and where to find out which coach is going to be fired or hired next, go to Bet Online, the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. I want you to head over to betonline.ag from your mobile device or computer, sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball, it's hockey, boxing, UFC, the Olympics now, Academy Awards is going to be coming up, all that stuff. So go over to Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. So Diane, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. And I'm thrilled to see Taekwondo behind you and in all his glory.
Technological. It took me a long time to figure out. This is the first episode that I actually used a green screen. So I'm very
excited. My gosh. Well, I'm honored.
Well, I love the illustrations in the book. It's one of the things I really enjoyed about it. I think the book's a great read, but I think it's also
the illustration.
And it's a really, really very, very nice looking book. I'm a old school. I know you can get it in ebook as well, but for me, I like to have the copy in hand.
I agree. Yes, I was thrilled to team up with Susan Seche. She is just a terrific illustrator and designer. And I had looked for quite some time to find someone who would, just get my vision. I had done illustrations myself, but, you know, they were more cartoony and definitely not of the quality that she did. And I was just thrilled, you know, when we were able to pair up. So it was
That's great. So tell me a little bit from the standpoint of Taekwondo books. We've interviewed a number of authors. Many of them come in the form of biographies. We had Dana Heon, who was an Olympic gold medalist and stunt actress. And some of them come in the form of training books. You know, people talk about either various aspects, forms, things of that nature. And then we've had a couple of different people. There was Master Yang, who had written a fictionalized book called Shizak, which was actually very good. But this is an unusual book. It's a children's book, a youth book. It's a Taekwondo book, philosophy, and it's wrapped up into a fictional story. So let's start out a little bit. Tell me what's your interest in Taekwondo? How'd you get involved in Taekwondo? And tell us a little bit about that.
How did I get there? Many years, many, many years ago, I was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I had a rental darkroom there. I'm also a photographer. So I had a community rental darkroom. And one of the people that use my darkroom, I was becoming friendly with, and she and her husband were training in Taekwondo. And she would come in and we'd talk about it. And, you know, I was fascinated. I really knew nothing of the martial arts at the time. And I was looking, I was curious about it. And I was looking for something a little beyond. I was doing weight training and yoga at the time. But I was looking for something, I was just looking. Let's put it that way. And And it just really appealed to me the way she spoke of it, you know. So she got me in the Dojon, she and her husband. They are third degree black belts. And so I trained with them, but under the master, the Dojon at Santa Fe Taekwondo, whose name was Joe Munoz, M-U-N-I-Z. So he would promote me in like that, you know, but basic in my training, I would train with, my friends there. And, but what happened was I had the business and it, you know, had to take precedent and, I just didn't have the time to devote like I would like to. But while I was there, I was totally impressed with, the very young people that were taking Taekwondo at the Dojon. And I was impressed with their dedication, their focus, and also the respect they showed to the master and to each other. You know, it blew me away because I wasn't used to seeing children, you know, engage with each other like that and with adults like that, you know, and I thought, this is something I have to do something about this at a later date. I have to write about this in some way. And I wanted to write about what I saw in the Dojon, what they were learning in the Dojon. And, you know, it was, you know, just really important, the importance of self-confidence and kindness, the compassion, gratitude. I mean, there's just so much going on that they were learning and engaging in, you know, friendship and teamwork, you know, another thing, you know, not just playing a sport together, but it sure goes beyond that, you know, really, it goes so beyond that because I would, you know, I taught children too at the darkroom. I would teach photography to kids of all ages. So I had a really ringside seat in seeing how kids really are, you know, sure, during the course of a day. And this young group of people were just so, you know, I was just so impressed by them. So I knew I had to write a book at some point. And I thought that introducing a dog character would make it more fun rather than, you know, being, you know, something that would sounded a little too preachy or, you know, sure. I wanted to strike the right tone because I wanted it to be fun for them to read. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, tickle their imagination, but I wanted them to get the message at the same time, you know? So, you know, I wanted to introduce, you know, characters that, young readers, middle grade readers would relate to. So that's how that all came to be, really.
Well, that's great. And I think you've managed to achieve that. So tell me what's interesting is, it makes sense, everything that you've said and everything that went into this project, right? Creative project. And now this great book is the result of it. Tell me what you're expecting for, or what your hope is for people to get out of it, right? I mean, to some degree, we write for ourselves as much as we write for anybody, but the hope is that people will read it, and I believe they will, and they'll get something out of it. And but from your perspective as the author, what's your hope that people will take away from this book?
Well, you know, I hope that young people in particular will, you know, get a sense of, you know, they can be the best they can be, you know, like get a sense of be their best selves, you know, without the pressure of feeling like you have to be as good as someone else. I want, you know, people to understand that, you know, kids to understand that their power is inside of them and they can be the best they can be by accessing that power and not looking out for it, but looking in, you know, and that's what Taekwondo is and does, you know, and then to treat others with compassion and caring and have an open heart, you know, that's forgiveness. You know, those are all the things that I think this book touches on a lot of things. I really didn't, to tell you the truth, I really didn't mean to go into all of it, but it just evolved, you know, it just evolved that way. And so, you know, it has, I think, and as kids grow, I mean, for parents, I think as kids grow, there's different lessons to be learned at different ages. Like the lesson that someone, you know, that, you know, a parent is reading to a child at 6 years old, that they're reading at 6 years old, you know, it's not going to be the same for a 10-year-old. So, you know, I think there's something in it for all ages. And I've heard from adults that they find it very apropos in their own lives. The lessons learned here were resonating with them. And as I've heard others say to me, and I feel the same way, I wish I had a book like this when I was 10 years old, So, I just think that it has a lot, and that's what I'm hoping that children will get out of it.
That's great. And that's a good point. You know, Taekwondo is practiced in 211 jurisdictions. It's the largest martial art in the world, but yet when it comes to these types of resources, there really aren't that many. There are considering the fact that there's a universal, appeal to it. And there are so many great lessons there that I think the book in a very unassuming way has the ability, as you said, and not in a preachy way, it could have been written, there's a great ability to write these types of books in nonfiction kind of philosophy books. And there's plenty of those that are out there, maybe not as many for children, but we're going to jump into a sponsor, Ed. We always talk about Taekwondo and peace of mind. And one of the reasons why many people get into Taekwondo is to give themselves peace of mind. But that's true. And probably while I know a lot about that, I know very little about peace of mind in computing. But our sponsor today, NordVPN, that's really what they're designed to do. They are a VPN service for online. And their goal is they provide online security for people that surf the internet. So I travel a lot. I use public Wi-Fi. I'm in the Starbucks. I'm in a hotel. I'm in a lot of places. And you use their public Wi-Fi and you're susceptible to a lot of online security issues. And NordVPN is basically, I said Starbucks, but it's less than a cup of coffee a month. It's under $4 a month. You get fast connectivity. You get encrypted service so that you don't have the ability to be hacked into your computer. And you do have the ability when you travel internationally to set your location to the United States. So if you go to places like these folks that are in Beijing, they don't have access to many of the programs that you watch in the United States. You can set your computer to the United States using NordVPN and actually watch programs from the United States while you're in places where they're banned. So all of that for under $4 a month. And as a Believe listener, you get an exclusive deal. If you go over to nordvpn.com/believe, that's BLEAV, you get 70% off your NordVPN subscription, and you get 1 month for free. It's guaranteed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So again, Taekwondo is about security, and this is about internet security. So thank you for that and your patience, and I appreciate it. And now let's get into so the book's been out, and I've read some of the reviews, and the reviews are great. We talked a little bit, but tell me about the reception. What kind of feedback have you been getting from in and outside the Taekwondo community? And has it come from, are you finding that your audience is the audience you intended? Is it mostly Taekwondo martial arts people? Or are you finding that there's a broader appeal because of, dogs tend to cross over, right? People are very loyal.
Yes. And yes, it definitely is a wider range. I'm just starting actually to contact the type, as I contacted you, I just started really to contact those in Taekwondo or any martial arts for that matter. I think that it would be, advantageous for me to do that. But I really just concentrated on locally libraries. I've done some readings, I could be better at marketing.
It's a whole different area, different skill set, right?
It is. And you know what? Shame on me, but I do it for other people. I'm a copywriter and I've done that for other people. But when it comes to your own book, it's kind of like, I've been doing some, local readings. I've gotten some good reviews from, good books and just different, reviews. I'm just trying to think of what bloggers who blog in the middle grade book area, it's the words getting out there slowly but surely. And and I'm thrilled with, I love to hear everybody's feedback, kids and adults, and just really enjoy any kind of suggestions, or I have a website. And so, you know, oftentimes people will leave a message at the website.
Sure, you can do that. You can tell us. We'll link it in our show notes. But what that website is, taekwondogbooks.com.
Yes, exactly. Taekwondogbooks.com. And they can actually go there to purchase the book right on the front page. They can go directly to Amazon too, because it's sold only through Amazon and in paperback and ebook. But if they go to taekwondogbooks.com, they can also see the blogs. We do a monthly blog that's fun. Has some interesting little bits there. And also they can get a freebie. I have the logo that's on the back there can be downloaded for free.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So they can, you know, print it out with like sticky on the back of it and put it on something or whatever. I think it's a very cool logo that Susan designed.
So, absolutely. Very good. Yeah. Very nice. Well, that's great. So we're going to link in our show notes. We'll link all of that. And then tell me, I know that this one is just taking on a life of its own, so it's hard to necessarily think beyond that. But what's is there a Taekwondo, a Taekwondo Dog 2?
Yes, dog? I'm writing it now. I don't want to say too much about it because, you know, but I'm hoping to have it done this year. So we'll see. I'm not the fastest writer in the world.
The product is great. The product is great. So we look forward to that. And we hope that you'll reach out to us when that's ready. And for our audience, we're talking today. We're talking with Diane. I don't want to mess up with DiRoberto. Is that correct?
Yes, perfect.
Diane DiRoberto, author of Taekwondo Dog. The Power Within.
Yes.
Great book. I would suggest, I mean, I know you can get it either way. I would suggest there's such great illustrations in here. This is a great book. And you can, if you have it in paperback, you can pass it along to other folks. I think it's great for the Dojang. I think it's great for introducing people to the concepts. And it certainly is not limited to Taekwondo practitioners. And one of the really things I love is have a little glossary in the back. So for those that are in the Dojang, you sort of know a lot of some of these terms and some of the other words that are in here, but if not, you have the ability to learn from it. So it's a great educational tool for people that are in school, people that are learning to read, or people that are able to read. So I congratulate you on this project.
Thank you.
It really is terrific, and we're gonna look forward to your journey. And like I said, as more books in this series come out, or if there's one for cat lovers, let us know about it.
Are you a cat lover?
No, I'm a dog lover. I'm definitely a cat lover.
I don't know if a cat will come into the picture yet, but I'm not, you know, other species will. Meanwhile, my little, thank you for being patient, dog Ella here is.
You couldn't have planned it better, right? I mean, people can sort of understand. And like I said, dog lovers are unbelievably loyal. So they certainly can relate. So, and I think the book is great. And I do. I think the message of doing it through the form of something that's anthropomorphic gives people the ability to learn the lesson, you know, from the standpoint of looking at it from the standpoint of an outside. It teaches a lot.
Great. Yes. I think so too. I mean, I think kids can get a more connected sense because of the animal characters in the book. And they definitely, when they're not naughty, are the joys of our life.
Absolutely. We love them warts and all. So I thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
BetOnline and NordVPN. And look at our show notes for all of the links. We're going to link to Diane's website. We're going to link to the book and all the things we talked about. So I really look forward to talking to you in the future. And I thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.